Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And it was supposed to be the world's most powerful rocket, but now it's just particulate matter and debris. Experts say that just the liftoff of SpaceX's Starship, the largest rocket ever, made the launch a week ago a huge success. But that explosion right after liftoff, what SpaceX called a rapid, unscheduled disassembly, may have caused more unscheduled problems than first known. Large stainless steel sheets, chunks of concrete dropping down thousands of feet away from the launch pad. The explosion also led to a 3.5-acre fire in a nearby state park. Let's bring in Laura Kolodny. She's a tech and climate reporter with CNBC. Laura, what are people in nearby towns saying happened to them right after the takeoff?
People who were present for the launch, either there to chronicle this historic event or who live in the area, were describing this as the loudest launch they had ever witnessed. They could feel these sort of shock waves coming over them if they were close enough. Several miles away, we're talking 6 miles away, there was a plume cloud of pulverized concrete and other particulate matter that was raining down. And it was raining down far beyond the debris field that had been expected by SpaceX.
Well, and when you say particulate matter, it might look like dust, but this has particles in it. This can be inhaled.
Right. The layperson might not hear about particulate matter and think it's a problem, right? But the EPA and people who study public health understand that particulate matter can contain acidic, soot, ash, just all kinds of unknown entities that may not be safe to touch, that you may not want to breathe in. And so they need to study what exactly is contained in this particulate matter. And even if it is dust or sand that is kicked up as part of the launch, who wants to breathe that in or spend time cleaning that up?
That's right. And there were also broken windows. People felt a concussive feeling in their chests when it happened. That had to be frightening. But this fire, talk more about that.
It took place on land that's leased by the service and managed as a component of this National Wildlife Refuge area. And basically, these biologists and other field researchers are working with SpaceX now to get in there, safely remove the larger debris so that they don't ruin habitat for, you know, critical habitat for endangered species. And they are trying to assess what damages, if any. Yeah. Now, the good news is, as of Wednesday anyway, Fish and Wildlife Service had not found any specimens that look like endangered species, you know, carcasses. But the problems are for these researchers that they were delayed 2 days. And so if any of those animals died, you know, they may have been eaten by a predator or washed away.
Well, and the animals are a big concern. There's a nearby wildlife refuge and there are beaches there. We should say no humans were hurt either, which is amazing because some of this debris was huge. But even though there doesn't appear to be deaths, what might have been the environmental impact?
Right. The area is critical habitat and home to some of the most endangered species in the world, the piping plover, this Kemp's Ridley sea turtle, and environmental advocates and people who care about the parks in the area and the tourism draw that they are, and people who just want to enjoy that great outdoors, right, are very worried about how those species may have been hit. But also this affects people. It's a public health concern, and it's a concern about the animals until we have more information. That's what researchers are working to gather right now.
Well, meantime, the FAA, the Federal Aviation Administration, grounded SpaceX's Starship, you know, super heavy launch program, pending results of a mishap investigation. But Elon Musk is talking about getting back in the air. He says another Starship super heavy spacecraft can be ready to launch again in 1 to 2 months. What's the sense of that?
Elon Musk can be very optimistic about the timing for delivery of big, ambitious projects, as you know, if you follow Tesla, SpaceX, and his other endeavors. The FAA has grounded the Starship super heavy program for that mishap investigation. That is what they do whenever there is something like a self-destruction of a rocket, which is, you know, what SpaceX had to do there. There was also an anomaly response plan that was triggered by the launch and that mid-air explosion. And there are other additional environmental mitigation commitments that SpaceX has to fulfill before it can, you know, seek to amend its launch license and resume flight testing. So I think 2 months is too short. And in addition, their launch pad was destroyed. It's very dramatic. It left behind a crater, you know, and so it's going to take time to rebuild all that, to get it permitted. I don't know if SpaceX really has a chance of doing that in a couple few months, but they'll try.
And I don't want to use the word repercussion lightly. This was concussive, but what do you think the repercussions might be of this?
I think that this could become litigious. We have already seen a real clash between SpaceX and environmentalists in the area and people who are defending, you know, the wildlife refuge, not just the animals, but also the people's property. I am not sure if it's going to be resulting in lawsuits against SpaceX or perhaps even against the FAA, but many experts in the field, like conservationists, believe that both the FAA and SpaceX were too light in their environmental assessments, in their analysis, in their promises about how this would impact land, animals, and people in the area.
Yeah. CNBC tech and environmental reporter Laura Kolodny, thank you so much for telling us about it.
Thanks.